If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Hogan, my guest is Julie Ma. And Julie, what was that? What was that music?
That was Mongolian throat singing. And we will be featuring an artist who sings, that was actually him, at our Chinese New Year kickoff on February 8th at the Chicago Cultural Center.
I must tell you, Julie Ma, and you have been a frequent guest on my various iterations of this show. Julie is head of the Chinese Fine Arts Society. ChineseFineArts.org. This year seems to be more events, more things than any other year. Am I just misreading or am I getting Alzheimer's?
No, you are absolutely right. And there are many reasons for that. First of all, the city of Chicago has a citywide push to make Chicago's Chinese New Year celebration the biggest in the nation.
Is that just a reflection of the mayor's ego or that whole superlative thing?
I think it's the mayor's desire to, you know, recognize that China is a very important source of both commerce and
culture
and tourism for Chicago. And so wanting to recognize how important that is, the mayor a couple of years ago actually made this formal charge to the city to make Chicago's Chinese New Year celebration the biggest in the nation.
Well, do you deal with? I mean, who would come to you and say, hey, we got to gear up your events?
So we started partnering with Choose Chicago, which is the city's tourism arm.
Sure, they're trying to find a new president.
Right, they're trying to find a new president right now. But they basically took the charge very seriously. And so last May, the city signed an agreement with the Chinese Ministry of Culture to every year send over some of their top performers from China Chicago for Chinese New Year and also during World Music Festival. And I was lucky enough to be included in a delegation
Hold on, Julie Ma. I don't think you were lucky to be included. Who else would they include? You have been fighting the good fight, taking over from your mom, who founded the Chinese Fine Arts Society, to spread the word.
Yes, thank you, Rick. But, you know, the other people in the delegation were people like the COO of the Art Institute and of Symphony Center and Commissioner Michelle Boone. And
sure.
So all of these people that do all kinds of wonderful cultural events in Chicago or have responsibility for cultural programming in Chicago. So from that point of view, even though we are the leading Chinese arts promoter in Chicago, I felt very lucky to be able to go with this delegation to witness this agreement.
I think there's no question. But my only thing is, it's great to have an idea and say, let's spread Chinese culture. If the Chinese Fine Arts Society wasn't here, they'd have a hard time doing it, I think. They really would. So you must be busier than ever.
We are, but it's all good busy. Most exciting is this troupe, Jackie Chan's Longyuan Gongfu Fu troupe that we're bringing
over. That is the Jackie Chan.
That's the Jackie Chan, the Hollywood movie star, and also internationally recognized martial artist. So he started this troupe 9 years ago of basically hand-picked 11 Kung Fu master. So Kung Fu is just basically Chinese martial arts from across the country. And then he trained them not only in all different forms of martial arts, Chinese martial arts, but also in ballet, jazz. He taught them all to play piano. He basically turned them into these Renaissance men who happened to also be incredibly powerful martial artists.
What was his impetus for doing that?
He wanted people to, well, basically, what these guys have now created is a new art form which melds traditional Chinese kung fu and traditional Chinese dance, which dates back to the Qing Dynasty court.
Sure.
And they take elements from both, and then it's just this beautiful and powerful and moving new art form of, you know, movement, which is basically still kung fu, but then adds like these long sleeves from the dance and umbrellas
Has this been performed before?
They've performed all over China, and they've gone on a few tours of Eastern Europe. They've been in America once in Houston for a dance festival, but this is their Midwest debut, and this is also the premiere of a new show, and it's going to be at the Logan Center on February 9th and the 13th.
And the Logan Center, for those of you who don't know, it's a relatively new building, the Reuven David Logan Center for the Arts in the middle of the University of Chicago campus, is a spectacular building.
It's one of my favorite venues in town.
Yeah.
And this performance is just going to blow people away. When the delegation went to China, we were treated to a performance of this group. Actually, we had a whole showcase of performers, and they were all incredible. Because they were some of the leading performers in China.
Sure, sure.
And our little tour guides that were taking us all over were just beside themselves, because they were seeing these groups that were basically rock stars in China, and they were all being presented to us in this little theater for just, you know, the 10 people in our delegation. And it was a remarkable experience. But everybody, when this group went on, it was heart-stopping. I mean, you know how long I've been doing this now.
Yes, I do.
This was truly the most spectacular Chinese art I've ever seen. And what
You've
I loved
got to be kidding.
No,
Julie,
I loved about it was that it melds all these traditional things that I recognize, the martial arts, the dance, all these elements that I recognize. But then they've put them together in a different way, and it's truly this just beautiful and different art form. And so it's kind of dance, but it's kind of martial arts, and then it's Jackie Chan, so of course it's showy and amazing.
This says something really good. I mean, I must say, I've never given Jackie Chan that much thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know he's a movie star. I know he knows how to do kung fu, but this really impresses me that he would or has this desire for this cultural expression beyond the millions of dollars he makes in movies.
And basically taking Chinese art into the next millennium. And I think that's, for me also, I never really gave Jackie Chan that much. I love his movies, but I never really realized what an interesting person he is beyond his movie persona. He's incredibly generous. He's a philanthropist. He gives millions of dollars to various causes. And then he's a true proponent of the arts, of moving the art forward.
You have totally changed my impression of Jackie Chan.
Likewise, this has done the same for me. And so I am so excited about this show. But I'm also excited about our entire
show. How many people are in the troupe?
So there are 11 performers, and they're coming with an entourage of other people doing lighting, costume, and everything.
Never been in Chicago.
They've never been
once
in the Midwest.
Once in the United States.
And once in the United States. So this is a very unusual opportunity, and we have one show that's on a weeknight and one show that's on a weekend. So we're hoping that we'll be able to get people that, you know, want to come after work, maybe on a Tuesday, or
Fantastic.
Come on the weekend with the family. But this is really a remarkable show, and you can see a little clip of what they do.
Yeah, I saw it. It's on your website. Go to ChineseFineArt.org. You will find this and other things that Julie Mina are going to talk about during the whole hour. And you have this nice family. You brought this beautiful family with you who are fascinated with what Aubrey Mumpower and Dan Long do in the control room. But one of them's going to come in and play here. So stay tuned, everybody. It's Rick and Julie for the entire hour. Welcome back to After Hours with me, Rick Kogan, and Julie Ma. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 members of a family that are in here. Who are these people, Julie?
This is the Betcher family. And Jack Betcher was the winner of our young artist competition, the cello division for the second level of junior cellists. And he's going to play a piece today.
Congratulations, Jack.
Yes.
What do you get for that? You get like a college scholarship or $1 million? It's just, how long have you played the cello?
10 years.
10 years? And how old are you?
I'm 14.
Since he was four.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Julie.
And what's he's remarkable.
What's he want to play? What is
he's going to play the Kanting love song, which is a very popular Sichuan folk song.
The stage and the radio show are yours. Wow, you guys can scream. You guys can clap. Maybe it's your brother and your kid, but wow, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. Do all the rest of you play instruments too? Y'all do? Yep. Are you as good as Jack is? Not yet.
We see their names frequently on the winner's list.
What?
Yes. We've seen over the years, we've seen a lot of veteran names go by. They're all, it's a really wonderful family. And so what's really exciting for us this year is, as I've told you many times on the show before, the Chinese Fine Arts Society was founded around a music performance competition called the Music Festival in Honor of
Confucius. Also founded by your mom, too.
Founded by my mom around this competition. So every year, kids play music from a repertoire of Chinese music, like what you just heard, as well as a piece of Western music for a panel of judges, and the winners get to play in our winners' concert. So this year, we were very fortunate. I think you may recall last year we partnered with Symphony Center to bring the first Chinese orchestra over for Chinese New Year. So this year, we decided to take it a step further. And the Symphony Center is, again, bringing over a wonderful Chinese orchestra called the Chinese Broadcasting Chinese Orchestra. And that concert is on at the very end of Chinese New Year, on the last day on the Lantern Festival. But before that concert, they're giving us an opportunity to showcase a number of the winners from our concert, our competition. So They weren't. Jack wasn't available for that, and so we were very happy that we could bring him here today. We will have other musicians that play at an equal caliber at that concert.
Anybody's really as good as you are.
No, he's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think you are.
Awesome.
You are right up at the top as far as I'm concerned. That was just beautiful, and to watch your hands move on the strings was really fantastic. It really was. Are you thinking, move over to the mic a second, are you thinking of a career as a professional musician, do you think?
Well, I'm not really sure yet, but I really love music, so maybe.
Yeah, yeah, you can tell.
He's a freshman at Naperville High, so he's got some time to think
about
it. The
choice between baseball player, cowboy, doctor, fireman. Yeah, you have a lot of choices. You have a lot of choices, but that was just lovely. It'd be hard to give up something that you do that well. Julie, you've seen so many young people.
And it's always so amazing. And that's why I'm so happy that we have this opportunity to showcase some of them at Symphony Center this year, because I think that they belong there. I think that many of them will go on to have a career. You know, people like Rachel Barton and Conrad
sure.
Tao both also went through this competition. But even if not, the point of the competition is more to introduce people to the beauty and the breadth of Chinese culture through the music, to inspire people to learn a little bit more about it.
Well, and I do, because music is such a visceral, it hits you in ways that you don't need to know the language. It's a language all its own.
Exactly. And Chinese music with the pentatonic scale, it has a very different feeling to it. And so, even my own children, I think they really like playing the Chinese pieces because they're different, and so it opens your eyes to a different culture.
Jack, is it exciting for you to play this kind of music as opposed to old Beatles songs or something?
Yeah, I really like Chinese music because there's so much you can do with it. Like, for example, the vibrato.
Yeah,
it's completely different from any other type of vibrato you can do. Because you can there's so many things you can change about it to make the music different.
Oh, interesting! So it becomes almost like jazz. Then you can do your own kind of thing. Well, you're a great kid, and it seems like your family is really a nice family too. And I really appreciate you guys coming in, but that's part of the whole deal too, being supportive in a community, the kind of community that Julie likes to foster and build. So thank you, guys. We got to take a little commercial break, then get some news, and you can stay. You can go bother Aubrey and Dan some more. You do whatever you want in here. The studio is yours. We'll be right back. Welcome back to After Hours with me, Rick Kogan. Okay, Julie Ma, what is that song?
That was Dance of the Golden Snake.
Wow.
It's also going to be featured at our Chinese New Year kickoff on February 8th in the Cultural Center at noon.
Now, Chinese New Year celebration, you're with the Chinese Fine Arts Society is putting on a number of different events. Chinese New Year runs from the 8th to the 22nd?
It's a two-week holiday starting on the 8th this year.
And it's a two-week holiday in China as well?
Pretty much everybody takes off the first 3 days for sure, usually the first week. Technically, it's 2 weeks, so a lot of people also. It's kind of like combination of Christmas and Thanksgiving or Hanukkah, all the winter holidays kind of rolled into one. It's a family time. Everybody travels and goes home, wherever home is, and sees their families. And there's a whole series of rituals that you do before Chinese New Year
starts. You've talked to me about it. I find them fascinating. And I think people, and again, one of the reasons I love having you on is because I adore you, first of all. But you also are so passionate about spreading Chinese culture beyond what most Chicagoans think of as Chinese culture, which is Chinatown and a dragon in the street. Do you know what I mean? Sadly, I mean, it's a limited view, but that's...
And, you know, and you're right. I mean, Chinese culture is a 5,000-year-old history, and there is so much beauty and...
And nuance and levels.
And, yes, and so many levels. And so we do try and promote understanding at all different levels of Chinese culture through the Chinese Fine Arts Society.
So talk to me about Chinese New Year. There are grand, wonderful traditions involved in it, too.
Yeah, so Chinese New Year is a time of renewal. You know, it's also called the Spring Festival in China because it, for obvious reasons. And so in preparation for the new year, Chinese people are quite superstitious. So you do a lot to try and set your next year up for good luck. So you clean your house, you cut your hair, you buy new clothes, and you do many things to try and, oh, you pay your bills, you collect on debts. So you just try and do everything to start the year with
a clear the decks,
yes, clean slate. And so, you know, people do. They spend a lot of time sweeping out all the corners of their house to get rid of any bad luck that might be lurking around. And you cut your hair because you don't want to cut your hair after Chinese New Year because you don't want to cut away any good luck that came to you. So you want to just kind of do all these things to prepare. And then on the first day of Chinese New Year, you make a loud noise to scare away any evil spirits that might still be lurking around. Mm. And so that's why you see the dragons and the lions
and the drums,
because of the drums and the cymbals. It's all about chasing away bad luck and setting up the year with, you know, the blessing of the lion to have a wonderful new year.
And this is the year of the monkey.
The monkey,
and
right.
how does that, how many different animals signify
it's
a year?
It's a 12-year cycle.
12.
And actually it's a 60-year cycle if you level, there's another layer. So there's 12 zodiac animals that go, you cycle every 12 years. But then on top of that, there are five elements. And so this year is actually the year of the fire monkey. And so the 12 years, basically every animal has certain characteristics, and
sure,
people that are born that year are supposed to basically have be born with some of those characteristics. So monkeys are supposed to be clever, mischievous, and they get things done by being
clever and mischievous.
Clever and mischievous. So I have a daughter that is born in the year of the monkey, and so
and she relishes that. It's like, Mom, you can't be mad at me. You can't be mad at me. I was born in the year of the monkey.
Yeah, so it's a good year for me.
So is the most important day, certainly as it relates to the Chinese Fine Arts Society in Chicago, the first day, or?
It's actually, you know, so for the Chinese, there's something you do every day. So the first day you're supposed to make a loud noise. Then you're supposed to go visit your relatives another
right.
day. Another day you're supposed to go sweep the ancestral graves and so on. So every day of Chinese New Year, there's something you're supposed to do. And then on the last day, it's called the Lantern Festival, also called Yuan Xiao. And that day, you hang red lanterns everywhere again. And there's a whole legend about how the villagers of a village that was they felt that they were going to have bad luck because this the emperor in heaven was angry with them for keeping a maiden hidden or something that was supposed to go up into the heavens or something. So they knew that the city was supposed to be, or the village was supposed to be burned down. So they all hung red lanterns in the windows to make it look like they were already on fire. And so the emperor went, he looked down, he saw that it was already on fire. So he went elsewhere. So, so the tradition continues, and so every year we start Chinese New Year with a big bang on the first day of Chinese New Year. This year we're doing it at the Chicago Cultural Center again, and we're having a wonderful series of performances, both by local artists like the Mongolian throat singer that we heard at the beginning.
Yeah,
we have
yeah.
some local musicians playing the piece that we just heard, and we have a sneak peek of the Jackie Chan Longring martial arts kung fu troupe that will all be performing there, as well as some dancers. And it's going to be a wonderful show just from 12 to 1
and
in the Cultural
free.
Center, and it's free.
Yeah.
And then on the last day, we have we have two events going on, actually. We have our usual lantern festival at Navy Pier, where we do hang a million lanterns, and we have many of the wonderful performers in Chicago that practice traditional Chinese arts, music, martial artists, the dancers.
Aren't there a lot of, and you're here till all the way till 11, I can butt in with a question. Are there a lot of Chinese visual artists in Chicago?
There are some very well-known ones, like the Zhou brothers.
Of course.
Yes, and then there are many people that still practice the art of Chinese calligraphy.
Mm-hmm.
And there are wonderful graphic designers that are Chinese that do actually, they do some of that.
See, I've noticed, and I've known you for a long, wonderful time, Julie Ma, that a lot of young people, whether adopted from China or born here, it is very, very important to their parents, whether their parents are Chinese or Polish or African American or any other ethnicity, to imbue the kids with the culture that in many cases they may have left behind, isn't it?
I think that certainly with my family, that
example.
Was very important.
Yeah.
And I think that we, you know, I think why the reason that many of our programs resonate with Chinese people is because, and also with parents of adopted Chinese children, is because they do see the culture being preserved through our programs. But through we create opportunities for many artists to show what they can do, and it's, so much of it is so beautiful. And it's just, this is people in Chicago and in the greater Chicago area.
The other thing about it is, having observed some of your dance classes, so much of it is fun for these kids.
It is fun. They complain all the time, and yet they still come back.
You can sense
there's
the fun in it.
There's great camaraderie, and then they get to wear these really cool costumes.
Well,
and
they're also meeting. It's a common ground. They're meeting kids from the city and the suburbs, and they're coming together, and their common bond is a cultural experience. And I'm not sure life gets much better than that.
I do find that that's one of the things that I do love so much about that program, and, you know, and martial arts programs that are the same, is that it does. It brings together adopted Chinese kids. It brings together Chinese kids like mine that, you know, of Chinese American parents, and then families that just got here. But they can all bond through this art form.
It's pretty amazing.
Language and you know, any kind of other background, you know, issues. So it's a wonderful way for us to.
Before we take a short little break, and I'll continue on with Julie all the way till 11. This is the year, because there is so much more going on that you really should experience Chinese New Year. Use it as a hook for exploring all these other things by going to ChineseFineArts.org. We will talk again after a short little commercial break about this Long Yun. Is that how you say it?
Yep, very good.
This is the Jackie Chan. I now have such admiration for Jackie Chan. I thought he was like this karate guy.
No, if you Google.
I will.
And actually, we have some information about him on our site as well.
And you have a video, too.
Yes. Well, we have. So about the trip, we have quite a bit. But then I've gone and learned a little bit more about his background and his philanthropy. And it's really quite remarkable.
Yeah. I love the guy now. He was not on the list of my adored movie stars, but he is now.
Let's try to get him on your show.
It'd be perfect. I'll have Jackie Chan on this show. We'll be back in a couple minutes and continue our conversation with Julie Marr. Julie Ma, ChineseFineArts.org. We'll be right back. Just talking about the new hour-long interview format with my guest, Julie Ma, who has had and will have the entire 10 to 11 hour, and how Julie's been on this show plenty, and how it just gives a little more freedom. It's a little more breathing room. Julie is president of the Chinese Fine Arts Society, and she is... when she gets through February, she will have to take a very, very long nap, because it is getting, and this is something I've been advocating for years, more and more and more. That's what I think needs to happen, and now there's more and more and more, Julie, isn't there?
There is, and we're so happy to be doing it, and it is really such a joy to see how so many of the cultural institutions in Chicago have really embraced this and are really doing something for Chinese New Year this year. And we're, of course, partnering with many of them, but there are also things going on that we aren't involved with. And It's just so exciting to see how the city really has embraced this challenge that Mayor Emanuel put out there to try and make our Chinese New Year celebration the biggest in the nation.
I think that's a
quite a lofty goal.
I think it's a grand scheme, but what I hope it transforms into is something where there is Chinese cultural activities throughout the year. I could not agree more. I get it. Chinese New Year, everybody has some frame of reference for that. But I think were it to continue on, and I think the collaborative nature of your partnerships with people like Michelle Boone may enable that.
Well, we already see that, and I think you're right. I think we will see more Chinese presence at World Music Festival this year. And, you know, during Asian Heritage Month in May, we have opportunities. We're partnering with the Art Institute to present this troupe from Henan Province, which is often called the cradle of Chinese civilization.
Yeah, sure.
So they actually have built replicas of many instruments that you would only normally see in a museum, like these gigantic bells. There's 10 of them on two rows, and they're just these big iron bells, and they're bringing that over, and we're presenting them as part of our Eight Tones concert series, and so it's really interesting how the city is doing more Chinese
programming. Well, it seems that there's a ripple effect that's happening now, don't
absolutely.
You think?
Absolutely. I think that with more attention during Chinese New Year, then people say, oh, wow, there really is so much that we could do. Maybe we don't want to try and fit it in during this two-week period. And so, you know, I'm so excited, especially with the Art Institute. They have this new curator, Tao Wang, and he's great. And I think he's focused on East Asian arts and in particular on Chinese art. He's Chinese. And I think that it's great to see there and then at the Field Museum with, you know, the Tang Hall, Cyrus Tang Hall, how many of the cultural institutions in Chicago are bringing more Chinese programming. And so Chinese New Year is kind of a great place to jump off, a springboard to then have people find all kinds of interesting Chinese
things.
That's
a great, and I couldn't agree with you more, but it's the great, you know, it's accessible because everybody in Chicago has some frame of reference for Chinese New Year's. They've either been to the parade or they've been to Chinatown or they saw a clip on the news. And that's not a bad jumping off point. But I'm telling you, people, go to ChineseFineArt.org and you will and just keep it on as one of your favorites and start exploring it. You do so many things. You must, though. I know you took over for your mom who founded this organization. It must be continually exhausting and rewarding for you, isn't it, Julie Ma?
I think that's exactly right. It is very rewarding, and we hope that we will continue to get support to keep on bringing more programs. You know, as you know, we have programs that are for Chinese New Year through our community engagement, and then we have young artists like the one that we just saw, and
then
we
nice
also
kid.
Have these main stage concerts. So we have three different types of programming that try to appeal to different types of audiences, and I really hope that people will see how rich this programming is and how many different types of art forms that we can showcase through the way that we program and that we partner throughout the city.
You would know this, and I've never asked anybody else. How big is the Chinese community here, and how do you define the Chinese community? Because obviously Naperville is part of the Chinese community. Do you have any notion?
Yeah, really? So the Chinese population in the greater Chicago area is about 68,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's about, you know, 1% of the population.
Sure.
And it that's basically the census numbers. And there are pockets, for example, in Naperville where there's a stronger Chinese community out, you know, in the suburbs. There's a really great Chinese school out there. And there's a nice pocket of a Chinese community out there. And there are other suburbs as well that have stronger Chinese communities. But there's a lot in the city, especially in Chinatown. But, you know, throughout the city, there are Chinese. So.
And what about immigrants coming here from China? How easy or difficult is it to get out of China? Not that anybody wants to get out of China, but some people may want to come pursue the American dream here. Is it easy to do?
I think that,
with all the immigration nonsense going on in this country, I mean, What is it like?
Well, we certainly see a lot of families that have come over recently, and it's not there are not huge barriers yet, and I hope that it stays that way.
Yeah, same here.
And I think that there are so many people right now with the elevating economy in China. You know, there are more people that have the ability to leave than have in the past, or you know, or maybe come here for a while.
Yeah.
And I think that all of that is good for breaking down barriers. And
no question.
To the extent that you know, so we do see you know, quite a few people that just got here. They want to connect with the Chinese community, and we do.
And you help facilitate that, don't you?
There's an organization in Chinatown. Or their office in Chinatown called the Chinese American Service League. And they deal a lot with immigration issues and helping people come here. So they're kind of more the starting off point for families.
Yeah, but then I'll bet people find the Chinese Fine Arts Society and go, oh my God.
And what's
here.
Exactly. So what they provide is kind of the basic
the nuts and bolts, the nitty gritty.
But then what we provide is that familiarity with the Chinese culture, you know. So I think it's a different thing, you know, but it's so important to make it more friendly, you know, for the Chinese community. And certainly during Chinese New Year with, you know, so we have this kickoff on February 8th, and then the Jackie Chan troupe is performing twice on the 9th and the 13th.
Yeah.
And then we have this Chinese New Year concert at Symphony Center, which is preceded by our young artists. And then we have our Chinese New Year Lantern Festival at Navy Pier. All of these are opportunities for not just the Chinese community, but the community at large just connect with Chinese culture in so many different ways.
To start tasting of Chinese culture, because as a fan, once you get hooked, you'll get hooked.
I really do think that is true, and especially this year with the Jackie Chan Longyun Kung Fu troupe, I think people will see kind of where Chinese art is going, and it's so exciting.
Yeah.
So you can see both the traditional and where it's going all in this 2-week period. So and also this orchestra that Symphony Center Presents is bringing over this year is one of the best orchestras, Chinese traditional instrument orchestras in China. And so we're bringing such great art from China this year, performing art. And it's just very exciting. It's very exciting.
Julie Ma, it has been a remarkable thing. Our friendship is probably going on 10 years or so. And it is just remarkable to see what you have done carrying on your mom's great wishes to spread Chinese culture to not only Chinese people coming here, but to the large population. It's an ongoing joy to know you, Julie. It really
likewise,
is.
Likewise, right?
ChineseFineArts.org will give you all sorts of information. Bookmark it. You will use it throughout the year, I dare say.